The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
In Finley here on Christmas Eve.
Hey, Jeff, should we invite Toby to come hang out with us?
Yeah, Toby, you got to come out there with us. Give Toby, he'll be drinking some orange juice, but he can vibe out with us.
You ever met Cody?
Cody
Shook.
Yeah, yeah, once or twice.
Cody come to my house with his own orange juice, and he looks at the vodka. And he drinks, in about 15 minutes, he'll drink half a bottle.
Like, so he ain't messing around.
He doesn't sip screwdrivers. He just, I'm like, dude, you're going to kill yourself, man.
Hey, that's not my cup of tea, but more credit to him.
We'll have some coffee for you.
Okay. I can make it work.
I have everything you need, water, coffee, juices. If you want to go down the wild side, we got all that too, Jeff.
Got everything you could ever need.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get into NFL power rankings here in just a second, but I like this comment I saw in the stream. Adrian Green said, can we one day see the Commanders, Caps, Nats, and Wizards be good in the same season? Don't think that's ever happened in the DMV.
Well, you know what? You talk about getting a great gift. That would be the biggest gift I've ever had in my life.
It would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Hell yeah.
It looks like the Commanders are going in the right direction.
Like Boston.
Caps are awesome. I don't know that Wiz got a ways to go.
Remember Boston when the Celtics, Patriots, the Red Sox took care of some things, and also the Bruins. So I would love to see that.
Yeah, it'd be fun. It'd be fun to have. Heck, it'd be fun to have the Wiz good for once.
I think they're on their way though. But it's like they are really. They are tearing it down. They tore it down all the way, and they're rebuilding the foundation.
The tough part for the Wiz was they were already terrible, and then they finally decided to start the rebuild.
Well, you know, they hired the right person because the other people were just saying what people wanted to hear instead of saying
exactly
what they needed
right.
to hear.
Exactly
this
right.
This new crew came in and told Ted what he needed to hear.
Exactly right.
Not what he wanted to hear.
But at least with Washington, the Commanders – seems like they're going in the right direction. Let's take a look at the power rankings for this week. Who do you think's at the bottom, B. Mitch? Who do you think's
all
number
the way
32?
At the bottom? Can't be worse than the Giants.
Is the New York Giants.
Yeah, yeah.
At 32. Here's what's interesting. If they get the first overall pick, who do you think they take? They taking Shador?
Yeah, they may take Shador, Deion.
Deion's going to be head coach of the New York
Deion
Giants.
And Deion's going to say, you got to get rid of Shane, and they're going to have everything new there.
That's what I'm saying. I think it'd be intriguing. I like Shador, the prospect.
I would love to see it.
I mean, can you imagine?
They have to go with a quarterback. It got to be Shador or Cam Ward.
Yeah, the spotlight, Shador in New York.
Shador has been in the spotlight since he was a kid.
He was already throwing passes to Malik Nabers.
He's been in the spotlight since he was a kid, dog.
It's true. It's true. It wouldn't be too much.
Because he was with his dad all the time, and he understands that. He knows how to live that.
It wouldn't be too much for him, but
they would have to live with the media, though.
Exactly. It might be a little too much for everybody else dealing with it. Top team is still the Kansas City Chiefs. No shocker there.
Whoa. Kansas City had fallen out of the top spot.
Well, they're top now.
They moved them back up over the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, they moved them back up. So they were number two last week. They moved them back up to number one.
All right.
No shock there.
14-1. What the hell do you expect?
Well, and they talk about the rookie of the year. I think they, you know, listed who some of the top rookies are for each of these teams. Xavier Worthy is really starting to come on the last couple of weeks. It feels like their rookie out of Texas, that speedy wide receiver. It seems like
Brown is back too.
I thought he was done for the year with that shoulder injury, and then he just came back.
He came back. So you have both those two guys there. They now have Pacheco back. And what's my name?
D-Hop.
D-Hopkins. See, everyone was like, oh, well, they're not as good anymore. Their best players were hurt. Like, best receivers were hurt.
Well, they're 14-1.
Now they're back as the playoffs are about
to
start.
And by the way, this drives me a little bit nuts. What is good coaching to you, B-Mitch? To me, good coaching is playing to what your strengths are, right? People are complaining because their offense isn't explosive anymore. It's because they don't have the guys anymore like they used to. Tyreek Hill's gone. They're a defensive football team now, though.
But guess what?
They've got the dudes on that side.
We went through their schedule the other day, and we went through all the scores. They don't have to score more than 16, 15 in a game. Because their defense is not allowing very much. That's what the problem. See, football is too offense centric. You have to play defense as well.
100%. I forget where the stat was. I forget what teams were on it. But the Chiefs were on the list with, like, the worst teams in the league of teams that have not scored 30 yet this year. And they're 14-1.
So, everybody listening to me, you know, you've heard of Darryl Green. So I grew up watching.
Who that?
If you don't know who Darryl Green is, you should stop working in sports media. So when I got to Washington in 1990, I said, "Dude, how fast are you?" Because I watched him in the Wide World of Sports, the fastest man.
Oh yeah,
he ran like a 6.0 something in one race and a 6.29 in another race. And he said, "Well, I run as fast as the guy I'm running against." So basically, what Kansas City is doing is this. You run a 5-flat, they run a 4.99.
Mm-hmm.
You run a 6-flat, they run 5.99. They just score enough to beat you. Why run a 5-flat when you ran a 6-flat and exert all that extra energy? I can save that for later on. And Pat has done just enough. The defense has been great, but Pat does just enough in the end to beat you. Now he got his horses back. If they start scoring 42 and the defense is playing like this, people got problems, don't they?
I mean, we're not talking about three in a row. We're talking about four in a row.
No, that's what I'm saying.
We're talking about
five. If they start scoring high numbers now,
yeah.
Hell, they went up to Buffalo and they lost the game, but they were right there at the end. What if they could score more points now? And their defense plays just a little better because in that game, defense was on the field a lot.
Well, and this is the thing that, you know, people talk about this past Sunday with Washington, and you talk about it with Kansas City and say, well, they get lucky all the time. You got to be in the position for the breaks to fall your way. Sometimes it's going to go that way. You talk about drops happen in football. Guys get hurt. That's not luck. It's football.
Unlucky people are those who don't do what they need to do to make sure that they give themselves an opportunity to have a chance to win.
Absolutely.
Lucky people are those who give themselves that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, the reason they're lucky is they're in every ball game. You look at Washington, how many times did they have a Devontae Smith drop, but it didn't matter because they're down by four touchdowns?
Yeah.
Like, it happens all the time, but when you're in it, things go your way.
I just got this text. This little thing on social media where this, you know, all the Eagles fans are saying, way to beat a backup quarterback.
They won a Super Bowl with a backup.
No. This guy sent this thing in. It is the funniest thing in the world. Where if you look at the amount of backup quarterbacks that they have played over the years here in Washington, it's about 20 to 30 people.
I mean, heck, the starting quarterbacks here were backup quarterbacks. So, I mean, they were playing Taylor Heineke a couple of times. He's a backup quarterback. Number two on the list is Detroit Lions. I don't think any shock there. Philly drops from one down to three. Buffalo's at four. Minnesota's at five. I'm curious, how real of a threat do you think they are? Is it something where, you know, they're a really good football team. They get into it, and then they fold when they face a good team. But, I mean, Sam Darnold's played really well. Kevin O'Connell's been spectacular.
See, that's the thing that troubles me. Kevin O'Connell has played, has been great. Sam Darnold has been very, very good. But he's had them little hiccups.
Yeah.
And his defense, like, backs him up. When they get in the playoffs, every team you're playing is good. Will the defense be enough to overcome some of his hiccups? Because, listen, even people that are supporting Sam Darnold right now, they're probably going in their bathroom saying, you know, they're doing the rosary and they giving the, you know, the trilogy, dropping on their knees. Because, God, when is he going to wake up? Because
mm-hmm.
when you haven't been that for such a long time, people don't believe you could keep doing it.
No, until you prove me wrong, right? Until you prove, and he might, but that defense also scares me.
That's all the backup quarterbacks that they play.
Yeah, it looks like it's a jersey collection of like 30 plus. Where the, yeah, exactly right. That's what Philly's been playing. But with Minnesota, Brian Flores and that defense is intriguing to me. I don't know that I want to face them because they run a very unique
Flores
style.
Flores is a damn good coach, bro.
He's incredible. And you talked about this earlier, about like analytics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We talk all the time about innovation on the offensive side, right? We remember last year when they were running the cheetah motion down to Miami and these different yeah. things. There's hardly ever innovation on the defensive side, it feels like. Brian Flores yeah. is doing that this year. He did it last year with that defense. He's got the guys to do it. So they're running different stuff that you just don't see anyone else run.
In this day and age, if you can affect what an offense does on a regular basis like he's done this year, that shows that if we start talking about coach of the year, we got to stop just thinking the guy be the head coach all the time.
Yeah.
That D coordinator right there is doing – as much for that team, he is having more of an impact than Kevin O'Connell right now this year.
Well, and by the way, I mean, for as little as it feels like the Chiefs are getting the credit that they deserve for 14-1, the Vikings are 13-2, and no one views them as real.
Because of their quarterback.
13-2, and they don't get viewed as real.
We either overhype you or underhype you based off of your quarterback.
Number 6 is Baltimore. Number 7, Green Bay. 8, Pittsburgh. Number 9, we finally get to Washington, just above Houston, who's at 10.
Wasn't Washington 8 last week?
They were 10 last week, according 10. To this one. I think maybe this is a little different one than we usually look at, but regardless, Washington up to 9 here. I think that's about right. You know, the reality is they've still only beat one really good team, and that was a heck of a win to beat the Eagles last week.
But there were teams that they beat that had winning records at the time.
Sure.
When they beat them.
And you don't want to take anything away. I'm not yeah. trying to take anything away, but like yeah. Pittsburgh's ahead of them. They lost to Pittsburgh. Green Bay, they haven't played Green Bay, but Baltimore beat them. I think it's about right. This is a top 10 football team. I think the reality is this, you know, when you look overall at this team, are they going to be better than anyone they face in the playoffs on paper? Probably not.
But people better bring that heart with them.
That's absolutely right. Because
they quitting.
They're going to have a chance because they got the quarterback and the way that they've been able to be coached up and play and the game plans they put together. They're going to have a shot against anybody, even if the other team is more talented. So I think it's about right where they're at. And frankly, you know, I don't
know what talent does. Talent gets you ahead of teams analytically. And then when you play the game, you still got to play.
V-Mitch is taking it on the analytics nerds today. But I think when you look at, you know, where this team has gotten to, you know, I don't want to do this too early because I feel like this is something we can have this discussion, you know, late January if they've been knocked out or even in into February if they have a nice playoff run. But would you have thought we're coming on Christmas tomorrow and they'd be in the top 10 in the power rankings?
No. I wouldn't have thought. Well, I actually said 9-8, 10-7. That was my goal. I mean, my prediction at the beginning of the year.
Well, and after we heard the 2-2 thing, we all wanted 11-6 at minimum.
Because I thought it was going to be 10-7, I put the 11 and said 2-2. And I think every person I know in this town is cheering for the 2-2.
Absolutely we are. And we promise, B-Mitch, it's all about the football team.
y'all just want to embarrass the hell out of me. But you know what? I love this team so much. I don't care about being embarrassed. I won't be embarrassed. You know what? I laugh along with this stuff.
Absolutely.
Who cares? Listen.
And it's just.
I get me a nice little margarita or something. No, I'm going to go to Hurricane and I'm going to just walk with my tutu.
It's been just such a special season for them to be where they're at. You look at some of the other teams, notables. You got the Chargers at 11, the Rams at 12, the Broncos. They're at 13. The team you're going to face this upcoming week, Atlanta, I want to talk a little bit about them in our next segment, but they rank 14th. Curious, you know, how good or do you think the Penix move improves them? I don't know that it does.
Well, I would say this. The one thing that people that like Kirk don't like to say about Kirk is not going to do the risky passes, which makes you a great quarterback when you complete them.
Correct.
He's going to err on the side of caution. And when you lose arm strength, you can't drive off your back leg, which messes up your arm strength.
Yeah.
And you won't take those chances. Now you're a sitting duck. I think Penix helps because he has a more lively
big time
and stronger arm. And then on top of it, they've figured it out like this. Look, we already signed a deal, but we're not giving him any extra money. They are thinking about releasing him because they got a $10 million bonus coming up. So he's going to get that 100, but he won't be getting 110, 115.
Yeah, and I think to your point, if Kirk is going to play conservative, he's still turning the ball over. Like you can't play conservative and turn the ball over.
That is because his arm strength is not what it used to be.
It's true.
I'm going to tell you, when I watched him play here in Washington against Green Bay, it was windy as hell. He threw that ball through the wind better than Aaron Rodgers did.
That game was incredible.
Yeah.
42-24.
He's not that
Sunday
anymore.
Night game. He's not. He's
no,
not.
And he's not that.
I mean, it's the injuries and whatnot. We'll talk more about the Falcons. Are you worried at all about the Falcons on Sunday? We'll give you our thoughts next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The NFL playoffs are almost here, but it's not too late to get in on the regular season action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers can finish the season strong with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. FanDuel has so many ways for you to pick up a W. Not only can you bet on who will win the game, but FanDuel also has bets for which player will score a touchdown, how many points each team will score, and so much more. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to join today. This way, you'll be all set for the biggest games of the year. That's FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance at $250 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. Jeff, I want to ask you a question real quick. So we have the candidates for Rookie of the Week. Jaden, Brian Thomas, Bo Nix, Brock Bowers, Caleb Williams, Bucky Irving. Who do you think is going to win Rookie of the Week?
To be honest, all I heard was Jaden, blah, 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 blah. And you know who is going to win.
Exactly,
you know the fan
right.
base going to show up,
he won
baby.
Again?
Well, he's going to. He hadn't yet, but he's going to win Rookie
so
of the Week again.
So that'll be his 10th this
that'd
year.
That'd be his 10th.
Calling all Washington fans, unite.
Hands down.
That'd be his 10th. That'd be
know,
a record.
And like, I know JP had made the comment that, you know, he didn't care who won the Rookie of the Year. And it's not nothing because, you know what? It's not how you start, it's how you finish. A lot of people have had great rookie years and didn't have better years afterwards. But do you suspect that he wouldn't?
Yeah.
Doesn't he seem like the guy that is only going to get better? Because I love when I see young guys come into this league that are not amazed at just being in the league.
Yeah.
They want to be damn good at this league. Too many guys get happy, get that little silver-ass medallion, NFL medallion, and they think they've arrived. It's easy to get drafted. It's easy to get cut, too. And a lot of people that's been drafted got cut. A lot of people that were not drafted end up making it and have long, sustained years because they're hungry. Still the second pick of the first round and still is that damn hungry.
It's something that I discounted when he was coming out of college. I discounted the fact that people talked about, I want a quarterback or I want someone that's gone through stuff and has learned stuff. And I kind of discounted, like, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But think about the reality of where he was. He was at Arizona State.
Yeah.
He was just as talented at Arizona State as he was at LSU. There's no question about that. But he wasn't as good because he wasn't putting in the work. He learned that lesson in college. How many guys have that happen in the NFL, yeah, right? Where they get drafted, they're doing what you're talking about. They're not putting in the effort. And then all of a sudden, this second overall pick is a cast off by year three, year four, year five.
It happens.
Jaden learned that in college. Yeah. And so he came in with that work ethic. I think it's valuable. I think it's why you're seeing him take that step week after week after week, because he's continuing to put in that work.
Toby, it's very much like life. So when I first got drafted, I was a renegade. And people
not you, B. Mitch.
People on this team will tell you. Darryl Green would let you know. Charles Mann, they'll tell you that B. Mitch was different. But I also was a guy who I want to prove you wrong. And so whenever someone told me what I shouldn't be doing, I'm like, okay, what did you do that you overcome? What did you do that you overcame? So if you're telling me I can stop this and I can get to where you are, and you got a story, I'll follow your story. Like, you go to church, your testimony.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't have a testimony, get the hell out of my face. Because if you tell me you've been perfect all your life and you've been at that point, I am going to disappear from you, because that's a lie. Everybody got to go through something. So in football, when you watch this young dude who left Arizona State, went to LSU, and ascended, okay? Yes. He left a weaker conference, went to the toughest conference in sports, and went straight up. Why? Because he started to work. And he was, think about this virtual reality stuff. The first quarterback we've ever heard that was doing it. Now every school is getting it for all their players.
There are going to be a lot more people doing that.
So, and then I'll go one step farther. When he was coming out, I would hear people talk about his mom and his parents, like, in a sense, like, they kind of overbearing. And I'm like, have y'all talked to that kid? Whoever raised him, they ain't overbearing. There are people that give a damn about their child.
Yeah.
And if you listen to him and watch him, and I've had a chance to talk with his mom and meet his dad in what's called with Santana in Arizona. That dude was raised right. You know what I'm saying? He was absolutely raised right. So what I'm learning now is, like, people like to start narratives just because it sounds good. This is a guy who went through some toughness. As he said when he was giving away the bikes to the kids over at Raising Cane's, he was raised a certain way. He had to go through some tough times.
Yeah.
He hadn't always been Jaden Daniels, the smooth-dressed kid with money. He had to struggle for some time. So he went through it from being a little kid. So the dude understand work. And I was wondering, where did he get the work ethic from? Pops. Where did he get his charisma from? Moms. So you get stuff from your people. But, you know, this media world, we find, or we hear, and we run, because facts are no longer a concern. People hear and run because that's what social media is. If you really start digging, dude been through some stuff. He fights, and he's proven it to us every day.
Earlier you called him charismatic, and I think he's a great leader because of that. But he also cares so much about the game, and really it seems like nothing else. Right? Yeah. Like, you don't see this dude doing extra stuff. And when he is doing extra stuff, it's giving bikes away from Raising Cane's.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like, it's sign my quarterback to do that up all day versus going and doing extra stuff that isn't necessary.
You know, Cody, I'm calling you Cody now. But Toby, I think like this. I have gone through this life these guys are trying to go through. And I hear people outside of the actual players, oh man, they shouldn't be doing it, they shouldn't be doing that. And it's kind of like a slap in the face, like, you work your ass off to become something. You should be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor too. And if a guy doesn't, fine. But if a guy, like, when a guy, like, I remember some people were trying to post that he had gone to a Wale concert. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
You know, if you go to a Kiss concert or anything else, who cares? He went to a concert. He has that right. Well, he shouldn't do this. I played. I put in work. And believe me, people that hung out at the Ritz back in the day, DC Live, and you know all that stuff, love, and I was right there with y'all, 3:30 to 4:00 in the morning. But if I had 7:30 workout, I was at that 7:30 workout pushing myself like hell to get through it. So I just think that people got to stop making judgments based off of if someone does something that you may not do.
Yeah.
Because most guys in the league are 20, 21, up to about 30. You're going to tell that person with unlimited income in their pocket that they got to just sit at home to impress your thoughts? Can't do that. You can't do that.
It's true. It's true. I wish I knew what that was like, 26 with an unlimited income. I really wish I knew what that was like. But I think, too, I didn't watch a whole lot. There was, you remember there was the documentary series on Amazon Prime following some of the LSU athletes last year talking about NIL. It was a big thing before the season. They followed Jaden around. I didn't watch much of it, admittedly, but the first episode kind of told me all I needed to know. Jaden goes, I ain't worried about NIL. If it fits in my schedule, great. I'll take an extra cash. I'm going to get my bag in the NFL. I ain't worried about all this extra stuff. And it feels like he's still that same way. I'm going to earn my money through my contracts, through my work, through getting paid as a quarterback and being a great quarterback. If I get endorsements along the way, fine. If it means, you know, but I'm not taking away from my game.
Yeah.
And I think that's to your point. There's nothing wrong with enjoying your life because you should, right? I mean, you've like you said, you worked your tail off to get the NFL. There's nothing wrong with living your life. There's nothing wrong with being an endorsement. I mean, heck, the best quarterback in the NFL right now is in a commercial you see every single Sunday, right?
Every day.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter that you're doing that, but you also have to keep the main thing the main thing, and I have no worries about Jaden Daniels doing that.
That, to me, I speak about. We had a guy here, Devin Thomas. I think Devin Thomas wanted to be a model. He was a receiver.
Yep.
One of the third-round draft picks that Vinny Serrato chose. He chose three people in the third round. They were all receivers in the same year. Fred Davis was one of the, was a tight end. Him and one, I forgot the other.
Was
receiver.
It Malcolm Kelly?
Yeah, bam. He ended up in Fantasia's video. And everybody said, oh, man. I said, bro, if he don't keep doing this first job good, he will not be in no more videos.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't think I've seen him on a football field or in a video since.
I haven't heard the name Devin Thomas in years.
So I have the first job mentality. If your first job you're doing is great, you should have the luxury of enjoying everything that comes from it. But if you start making your second job bigger than your first job, you lose all of them. What Jaden Daniels is doing and what Patrick Mahomes has done, what Michael Jordan did.
Yes.
Okay? What Tiger Woods did, Jack Nicklaus. What those guys did, they were so exceptional at their job, they probably were able to pick what they wanted to do. They didn't have to accept everything. Most people have to accept whatever's offered. Jaden Daniels, on the other hand, is going to be able to pick because he put so much work in. And that is the one thing I think people have to realize. I don't give a damn what college you go to or whatever. If you're not putting in the work, it's going to catch up with you at one time or another.
And another thing, too, that I think impressed me right away was, you know, just being out of training camp, remembering who's one of the dudes that he gravitated towards right away? Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
He understood that I'm a rookie. Let's go learn from the dude that has the most experience out here. Let's end on the other side of the ball, right? To kind of figure out, talk strategy, but also to understand how to be a professional. JP was talking about it last week, how, you know, the locker room gets quiet and Jaden and Bobby Wagner arguing about the NBA. They have that camaraderie and understanding almost like, you know, like a brotherhood, right? Yeah. Inside that locker room that allows him to continue to stay grounded and grow. And I think building that relationship in that locker room, he's not worried about doing other stuff. He wants to be there for his brothers on Sunday and help them out and help them to victory.
The beginning of the season, before they named him a starting quarterback, everybody was concerned about Dan Quinn not naming him a starting quarterback. And when they asked him the question at that press conference, he said, I don't care when they name me the starter. I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing right now. I'm going to keep working. And I think that's what people don't get. It's not about when somebody, if you're just working to be named a starter, that's your end result. You're going to stop working. The dude wants to be the best to ever play the damn game. So that's just a little part of his story. He's not going to quit. I just saw a lady send me a thing, say her husband had lost his job. And he's an outgoing person who he normally is very, very fun-loving. Don't let nothing stop him. But he was worried about reinventing himself. Like, dog, you've been who you've been all your life. So I did a little cameo. You want me to do a cameo? I said, you've been who you've been all your life. Why you going to quit now? This is just another, those little road bumps, speed bumps.
Mm-hmm.
Not a speed bump in your life. You know, after you get to a certain age, you don't want to reinvent yourself. Guess what you got to do? You got to rededicate yourself and go through it. You know, so and I hope he enjoys the message because it's not about reinventing. You are a worker. You've been a worker. You've done it for 60. Why are you going to stop now? Do it for another 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever it's going to be, what God give you.
Yeah.
You know, but the ultimate thing is I can give a damn what the person on this earth tell me. Because I know I was given something special early. And the reason I got to where I wanted to get, because not because I had people always, hey, you go, come and push along. No. My dad asked me at 6, what you want to do? I told him. He woke my ass up at 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, and had me go run up and down the street, up and down the levee. And it became a habit of mine. And it helped me get where I wanted to go. It wasn't that he had to wake me up. Once he asked me, I told him. He led me for a few weeks, and then I started doing it on my own. It happens.
That's Brian Mitchell. I'm Toby Altizer. We'll wrap up B. Mitch and Finley next. Final couple minutes here, B. Mitch and Finley on Christmas Eve. Toby Altizer in for JP. Been a lot of fun hanging out with you guys today. Hopefully you all have a great Christmas. I asked B. Mitch, Jeff Lamphill, you got any big plans for tomorrow? Anything big for Christmas Day?
My Christmas dedicated to my nieces and nephews now, dog.
I love
After he's late to my house to have me do something for him.
It sounds about right. It sounds about right.
Can you imagine? Jeff called me for Thanksgiving. Hey, bro, I'm running late. I said, what's wrong, Jeff? And you know, I had kind of like a little face like, mm-hmm. I expected this. Man, I left the turkey at my house.
Dog, in my defense, I made sure everything.
You're getting the turkey fried. To take to your family. How the hell you leave the turkey?
Yo, I was
because
trying
he had
to make
the big turkey
time.
In the car already himself.
I was trying to make it on time. I left it right by the door.
That's highly likely, by the way, right? highly likely that he was just on his way out and left it by the door. Highly likely.
Highly unlikely.
Let's get to Heard It Here first.
I ain't betting. Oh, no. I'm not betting because I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so y'all not going to give me my stuff.
None of us are going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm not going to be here
Thursday,
and so I'm not betting.
So B. Mitch is out. I guess we can include the Christmas Day games, right? Because we're not going to be here tomorrow?
Ain't nobody going to be here tomorrow.
Everybody took an L last night.
Yeah, everybody did.
Yeah, everybody.
So let's just say.
Let's just start on Thursday.
We're taking a pass this week. We'll be back after this season.
I
don't think that's a bad idea.
We're going to do our last show of the season. Isn't it going to be Friday?
Yeah, last show of the year for you guys.
Friday, yep.
Is it Friday? No, is it the 30th? So next Monday?
Monday. So
next Monday.
Monday is the day we're going to do our food and some other thing, landfill. We're doing food and drinks.
Food and drinks.
Yeah.
Food and drinks.
Yeah.
So
wear a tuxedo to work if y'all want to.
A tux?
I'm lying. Just wear something black and white. Act like it's the new year. We're going to have fun that day.
Well, and you know what? B-Mitch can wear as a tutu.
Yes. B-Mitch can wear B-Mitch his tutu
can,
on B-Mitch Monday.
Can wear a tuxedo with a tutu on Monday is what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. What do you think? What do you think for this Falcons game? Like, if we're not going to do some bets here, what do you think for the Falcons game? Just a quick look ahead. What's the key to beating Atlanta on Sunday?
Key to beating them is making it hard on Bijan and put all the pressure on Michael Penix. And when you flip it over offensively, you have to be able to run the football against them. If you run the football against them effectively, and I'm saying the traditional way, our running backs, it'll be easy for us to go out there and Jaden have the game that we want him to have.
Yeah. I think so. Jeff, what you got?
I know this is going to sound real cliche.
Because yes, you full of.
We just have to outscore them, bro. We need at least 30.
Oh my god!
No. Listen,
where did you pull that from?
Listen.
We got to score more than the other team.
Where did you pull that from, man?
I need us to have a offensive soiree, dog. Because I don't know, man. It's just something about rookie quarterbacks, dog. And it's not like he don't have no weapons around him. We don't. Really
we have a
know.
Rookie quarterback too.
Yeah.
He's got weapons. I think the key is Michael Penix is not a mobile guy, so get after him.
I'm just sorry, y'all. I haven't bought it that we are the team that things don't happen against us yet.
Man, you got
to
put that in
I just haven't bought that yet.
I'm about to tweet that. Jeff Walker, if you have to beat him, score more points than them.
Yeah, hey, what's your key to victory? Outscore him.
I don't got Michael Penix putting up 30 points against us, but I got us putting up 30 points against the Falcons.
I want to see Frankie Louvu or someone hit Penix early on in that first quarter, and then you'll feel good about your chances of winning. Appreciate all the people that joined the program today. Appreciate all the callers. Barstool Nate, appreciate him joining us at 11. Yeah. Appreciate AJ Perez joining us to talk about the RFK bill. Appreciate Lamphill for flipping me the bird, and appreciate Jeff for doing all whatever Jeff does. Appreciate Jeff.
Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
Have a Merry Christmas. Grant and Danny up next.